It's another top 10 worst.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
The Vince Wild Show.
All right. This is a new one. This is a top 10 list of the... It's actually the top 20 worst Christmas gifts ever received, according to personal testimony. It's from Bored Panda. I'm going to have to clean it up a little bit, because some of these gifts aren't exactly on the level. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, yeah, okay, Grandma. No. So I'm going to start from the bottom, because for some reason they started with number one. So I'm going to go to number 20. Number 20, I was dating this girl. She knew I was self-conscious about my teeth. I have fluorosis. So I wouldn't smile very much. When I did, I tried really hard to hide my teeth. Well, this girl's family bought me a toothbrush. It even had my name on it. Ouch. Yikes. Number 19. My first Christmas with my wife's family. They have Dirty Santa. Oh boy, here we go. Her dad takes it seriously and gets adult-themed presents. But he's the only one. I just happened to pick his gift bag. It's a toy and a dirty movie with bad words in the title. Use your imagination. I got it stolen from me later, but then I showed them all by stealing it back in the last round. It sits in my nightstand now, 7 years later, and I still poke my wife in the butt and ask her if she wants to try her dad's naughty toy from time to time. Yikes! Number 18. I once got a used copy of The Snakes on a Plane soundtrack. Upon later investigation, the disc was cracked. The next year, I received a copy of the movie. I have never expressed an interest in this movie. Sometimes I don't think people really know, like, anything. I don't know. I remember my mother got me a Jars of Clay album once, and she's like, oh, you're really into Jars of Clay. And I'm like, I hadn't even heard of them. So, number 17, my cousin had died in a drunk driving accident a few months before, so my mom got me a breathalyzer keychain. It wouldn't have been so bad, but the card in it said it was from my cousin. I see what my mom was trying to do, but it's still messed up. Yeah. 16, in the late 70s, all the cool kids wore Ocean Pacific brand clothing. Part of the 80s, too, by the way. We were kind of poor, so my mom and grandma made most of our clothes. That's not kind of poor, that's ridiculously poor. When you can't even manage the Kmart, you know, layaway system. My grandma made me pants and hand-stitched the letters O and P on the pockets. Looks nothing like the real thing. And I had to wear them. Yeah, just don't even... No. Don't try to hide the fact that the person is broke by trying to jerry-rig something. Just bad. Number 15. Oh, boy. Grandma got me a douche. And a hospital gown that would, quote, make a nice dress if someone sewed it all up for me. That was weird. Edit. I'm a girl. Grandma also has severe diabetes and dementia. Okay, so that could be kind of entertaining. Like, oh, you know, you feel bad because, you know, you don't... dementia is awful. But it also can be like a slot machine at Christmas time. Apparently, this woman also thinks the nurses are trying to steal her teeth. Number 14, my sister got a bag of Kroger shredded cheese from my aunt 1 year. What?
Well, I just thought you'd like some shredded cheese. What am I supposed to do with it?
Oh, I guess I can make nachos. Number 13, every year, my family does a Secret Santa on Christmas. When I was about 10, my aunt had to buy me a gift. So Christmas morning, I open my gift and I find a Christmas sweater along with a pair of my aunt's stained underwear.
Apparently, she was doing laundry and wrapping gifts at the same time and got the two mixed up. Yikes. Number 12, I had mentioned to my uncle one year that I wished I could grow a beard like his. Come Christmas time, my uncle hands me the present he got me. I unwrap it, and what do you know? It's his beard in a Ziploc bag. Oh, Uncle Fred, what the heck? It's gross. Number 11. We'll keep the hits coming. When I was a kid, my grandma heavily favored me over my little sister. One year, she bought me a cool set of Pokemon, which was my absolute favorite thing in the world. She bought my sister a Weasel Ball, which is a cat toy. Oh, boy. Here, play with this, you little... Number 10, 3 years ago, I got a shake weight. Oh, no. No, 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 no. I got a shake weight for Christmas morning. When I opened it, my dad laughed and yelled, "It's for practice when you get bored in the dorms," while making rude gestures that are suggestive in front of my grandparents. That's, boy, what a lousy dad. Number 9, my uncle got me a giant block of cement once. He put random things throughout the block and gave me a miniature hammer and chisel. I actually chiseled through the whole thing and found some coins and what appeared to be an arrowhead. My uncle is a strange one in our family. I would say so, yeah. I mean, how is that? A block of cement and a chisel? Here, do some labor. Number 8. This wasn't my gift, but it was the most awkward situation ever. So a few years ago, my grandma had her legs amputated. I'm guessing this wasn't like, you know what, I'm going to try something new. Don't feel bad. Since then, her health has improved a ton. Anyway, last Christmas, my aunt bought her socks. It was so awful. Yeah. Oh. Number 7, a wooden pop-out play set for my aunt. Recommended age was 2 to 4. I was 14. Well, maybe aunt thinks you're a little slow. Number 6, I got a book called Coping with Being Adopted from Santa while I was in high school. Was news to me. That's a hell of a chicken crap way to tell somebody. Wow. Number 5, my grandma gave me bright red undies with googly eyes on them and an extra piece of black cloth to put on your maleness inside as the nose. I'm a girl. Grandma sounds like she might have dementia. Number 4, one Christmas I got 18 pairs of socks. You know what? I'm always losing my socks. I wouldn't be upset about this, provided that all 18 pairs were in one package, not gifted separately. I was probably 12 and I tried really hard to look grateful and thank my parents, but with each pair I opened up, I got progressively more upset. It didn't help my brother was tearing through his toys and video games. I ended up excusing myself to go to the bathroom and started crying. My mom came to get me and asked me what was wrong. She said to stop crying and come back to the living room. She then gave me my real gift, a laptop. The reason I got socks was my mom just wanted me to have something to unwrap because my brother had a lot of cheaper stuff where I had one bigger thing. I felt incredibly spoiled and embarrassed, but definitely a happy ending. I probably would have just given them their gift and let them play with it because when you get something like that, you tend to be obsessed with it for several hours. I don't think that would have been the bad answer in that case. Number 3, a gift card to a lingerie store for my grandma. The messed up part wasn't the gift itself, but the fact that she made my poor 19-year-old brother go in and buy it. As he told it, the conversation went something like this. Cashier, shopping for your girlfriend, brother? No, my sister. Well, my grandma, awkward silence. Somebody commented, this is one of those times where lying is called for. Yeah, I just got lost. I was looking for Chick-fil-A. Yeah. Number 2, I had left some video games in my mom's room. She found them and assumed my dad had bought them as Christmas gifts for me. So for Christmas, I got my own games. And the number 1 worst gift somebody had received, it was a shirt that had, "I'm not a gynecologist, but I'll take a look anyway." It was from my stepdad's mom. She knows I want to be a doctor, and her English is no bueno. I found it hilarious. Once we translated it to her, she almost cried from embarrassment. I probably wore it the rest of the day. Okay, that was a great payoff. I the worst Christmas gifts I ever got were my own fault. There was one Christmas I just didn't know what to ask for. So I just picked a bunch of random things out of a catalog and got them and never played with them. Yeah, kind of my own worst enemy there.
Press one.
Number one.
The Vince Wilde Show.
Folks, Merry Christmas. Where do you think you're going to put a tree that big? Bend over and I'll show you.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
Here comes Santa Claus.